Hey, how are you? Find a seat. If there aren't enough, we do have more chairs over there that you can grab, but find a seat. You can see already that this is one of those days that we're all together. So, kids, I just want you to know that sometimes your parents are very distracting, but, you know, that's the way it is. We just have to be used to that. As we set out here into portable facilities many years ago, we talked about five smooth stones that we needed in order to get to the next step of where we're going. Faithfulness, flexibility, being focused, being fearless, and having fun. And I think one of the things that is my favorite of all of those is flexible. The fact that we are an incredibly flexible church. It's not many places that could meet three different places within 3 weeks, and everybody says, I found it. And knows where they are and is happy and having fun. It's not many places that you say, we're going to meet in an unconditioned warehouse. And people say, yeah, I want to go to church today. So I'm grateful for that, really grateful. Last week was a lot of fun. As you walked in, we had slides going of last week's service and baptism, all the people that got baptized. And I'll tell you what, that's just for a lot of us. We've been running on that high all week long, just being reminded again of why we do what we do. Hey, Brian, there are more chairs over there in that stack if you want to pull them out. Thanks. So we get the chance to be here today. We are in a warm room. And because of that, in fact, as I was looking at the weather all week long, it's gone down from a prediction of, I think, 98 today to in the mid-80s. So we're slowly creeping down. But nonetheless, as our bodies breathe, we're going to take it up a notch or two temperature-wise. So we're going to take an approach this morning that keeps us moving along but doesn't have us moving a lot. If you stay still, the fans will keep you cool and we'll have a good time. But we're going to be this morning focusing on the fall and focusing primarily on the group opportunities that we have coming up. Now, you may remember way back in Memorial Day, we talked about coming back here on this day to report on the serves we did for the summer and everything else. And then dead in the middle of that, boom, we were building a building. We got all this other stuff going on. So we've changed our focus of this morning a little bit. We're still going to collect your serve, the things you did in order to make sure that we check in on the homework and have a good time with that. But we wanted to make sure as we get going into the fall that you know all the opportunities that are available for getting connected in a group. And we thought today would be a great day not only to talk about those groups and why we do groups, but also to go ahead and give you a chance to talk to the leaders of the groups. Because I think sometimes that's the tough part about a group, a home group. You know, you're going to somebody's house, you've never met them before, you don't know who they are. This gives you the chance to kind of make a connection with a face, maybe ask some of the questions that you've been wondering. So we'll take advantage of that during the second half of our time today. This image on the screen, I love this. This has been kind of, we've been throwing this up a few times this summer. It reminds me of just where we are in our church journey. Feel like this little guy that's got his backpack on and he's about ready to just go explore the field and find out what in the world God has for him. And that really is a good image of the growth opportunities that exist for you this fall. That we have the chance to dive in and do some things with some other people and grow together. And the possibilities in terms of what could happen in growth in your life are truly, they're absolutely unlimited. When we talk about groups, you know, you're kind of like, why do we do groups? What's that all about? Several years ago, we took on an approach as a church that if you can think of a tripod, we think there are three main tools that God can use in every one of us through a church in order to help us to grow spiritually. One is what we're doing right now, Sunday morning, being together on Sunday morning, worshiping, learning through teaching, and that piece. That's huge. That's important. Another piece of that tripod is serving, getting involved in an area that you serve, not because there's work that has to be done. That's not the issue. It's because serving has a way of really, it reveals the motivations of our heart. It's amazing how as we serve, we start to learn some things about ourselves. Maybe we learn that we're a little bit more controlling than we thought we were. Or we serve because we're looking for recognition And nobody ever says thank you. And we're like, what was that all about? It's amazing how serving opportunities kind of break down some of the attitudes within us that God doesn't want there. And then the third one is small groups or journey groups in our case. See, here's the advantage of a journey group. We purposely set up the room like this today instead of the circles that we do sometimes when we come here. Have you ever noticed that this setting isn't really conducive for getting to know your friends? I mean, you can look around the room and kind of go, hey, you there, you know, this sort of thing. But overall, we set this up for a reason. Why? So that you'll look in one direction and listen to one voice talking to you, right? I mean, that's what this style of teaching is about. This isn't time for a monster conversation, but conversations are necessary in order for us to grow. Now, we could just say, okay, so what we'll do on Sunday mornings is half the time will be me talking, and half the time will be everybody breaking up into conversations. And the introverts in the room start to sweat because they're like, are you kidding me? You're going to make me go talk to someone? That's crazy. We need to hear teaching, but we also need the chance to talk about it, to talk about what we're learning. There's a great verse, I think, that describes everything groups are about. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:11. It's on the inside of your folder today. Very simple. So encourage each other and build each other up just as you are already doing. Now, you know by now that the New Testament was written in Greek words. And a lot of Greek words are used in order to form the English words that we have today. There are two words in here that are really important. I want you to see them. The first one has to do with this idea of so encourage each other. It's the word parakaleo. Here, this is your chance to look real intelligent. Repeat it. Parakaleo. Now today at lunch, you can throw that out and say, I know Greek. Ah, very cool. In there are actually two words there. Para is a prefix, and then kaleo is the main word. Kaleo is the word for call. So I kaleo you, I call you, I call out to you. Para, you know the word para. How about paramedic, paraprofessional, paralegal? Heard that word before? With a paramedic, what does a paramedic do? A paramedic, there's the medical side to it, right? And they're doing para. Para is to come alongside. To come alongside someone, to be next to someone. So imagine a paramedic trying to work on you from across the street. Or from, you know, across town. Hey, just put the Band-Aid right here on the boo-boo. You know, do that. That doesn't work. A paramedic needs to come up to your body, check out what's going on, and help you right there on the spot. They're coming right up next to you. Well, parakaleo is the idea of, I call out to you for you to come alongside me. We're alongside each other. We're with each other. This is a huge piece of Christian faith, that we need other people in our life, that they call us to them and we call them to ourselves, and we spend time sharing relationships together. This environment, we love church, we love this, but this right now, this isn't parakaleo. If you walked in here this morning and your life is falling apart, to be perfectly honest, we don't know it right now. We don't. You look churchy. You look great. I mean, everybody shows up. You're dressed nice. You're not sweating too badly yet. Everything. You just look fantastic. And it's amazing how many people can be sitting in this setting and saying, you don't understand. By the end of the night, I wish my life was over. You imagine that? That there's somebody that's saying, I wished it were done. There's somebody sitting here today who's saying, if you knew the condition of my marriage, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you where it is. There's somebody sitting here today that is going through deep suffering over something that happened a couple years ago. And everybody just kind of looks at him and says, when are you going to get over it? And here they sit and they look just fine. We need these parakaleo relationships. We need people to come alongside us and be there and talk to us, and we talk to them. Now, that's interpreted, believe it or not, so encourage each other. Well, encouraging. Someone is coming alongside them, right? Coming alongside them and helping them in their time of need. But encourage sounds so happy, doesn't it? I want to encourage you. It sounds soft. It sounds gentle, that sort of thing. There's another side of this encourage word. It's not just the soft side. It's also the exhort side. It's not only that I tell you, you're doing a great job. It's sometimes, too, when somebody comes into my life and says, hey, what in the world are you doing? You're nuking your life. Well, you know, we got to get back on the right track. So sincere Christian parakaleo is not just happy talk. It's not just pats on the back. Sometimes it's the hard conversation too. You know why people like doing this and don't necessarily like doing groups? Because they don't want that. They don't want someone actually saying, what in the world are you doing with your life? Are you kidding me? And those are tough relationships to have. And by the way, you don't do that the first night of your group. You know? These are relationships. Group is one vehicle for developing those relationships. But folks, if we don't have these kinds of relationships in our life, I would dare say we're not really a church. We're just a group of people that get together on Sunday for some singing and a sermon. But a church has parakaleo relationships. People that are next to you, with you, encouraging you, exhorting you, and you're doing the same for them. The next one, you have parakaleo, your next word here is oikotomeo. Oikotomeo. Cool word buried in there. An oikos is not just yogurt. An oikos is the Greek word for a house. And oikotomeo is the idea of building a house from the foundation up. It's not just coming into like a rehab job and slapping some paint on it. No, this is what we're about to do out on the property just behind this parking lot. The dirt starts to move. They dig in. They put in the foundation. And they start to build something up that wasn't there before. They build a house. So you have two activities going on in this verse. One is we're coming alongside each other and we're encouraging each other and we're exhorting each other. And the other is we're literally putting bricks in the other person's life. And they're putting bricks in ours. And we're bringing some mortar and slapping it on so the next layer of bricks can go on. We're literally building into each other and someone else is building into me all the time. These are the two primary components of groups. And it's cool and it's scary. Because again, this is kind of comfortable. We can all just pretend that we know each other, pretend that everything's great. But when we're in a room with each other, and we start to reveal who we are, and another person starts to reveal who they are, we're to be encouraging and exhorting each other. We're to be building into each other. Now, the last line's really cool. It says, just as you are already doing. And as I looked at that, I had two questions. Are we? And am I? We need to ask that question as a church. Are we encouraging each other? Are we building into each other? Building each other up? So are we doing that? But then on a personal level, am I? Can I identify a few people in my life? And you know what? They don't necessarily have to be Southfielders. Can I identify a few people in my life that I'm building into, that I'm encouraging, that I'm exhorting, that person would say, I'm better because of him or because of her? And likewise, can you identify a few people, same thing for you? They're encouraging you. They're exhorting you. They're challenging you to grow differently. And they're building into each other. You can honestly say, I am better because of that relationship that I have. This verse describes groups. This is what groups are all about. And I'll tell you what, as we set out on this year, on this semester of groups, we had some objectives. And our prime objective has to do with what's going to happen September a year from now. We're finally at September. And you know what happens in September a year from now? We turn a key and we walk into a building. And that is so cool. But here's the thing. We've said it a million times. A church isn't a building. A church is a group of people. And it's not going to do us an awful lot of good to turn a key and open the door and say, come on in. Now what? Well, I don't know. Wasn't the building the goal? Not at all. Not at all. We need to be prepared for this next season. And so that's really what we're looking at this season of groups, is how can we be best prepared for what is coming next? And these are the objectives we have. One is we want lots of opportunities to connect. Lots of opportunities. As you look at that catalog and as you get a chance to wander the room, you're going to find that there are lots of opportunities to connect. Some of them last for weeks. Some of them last for a day. But you'll get a chance to connect with some. I'm one of my favorites, and I can't go because I'm not a Czech. Pinterest Live. Is this awesome? I mean, I just love this. When that name came up, I'm like, man, that trademark that puppy. That's fantastic. All these different opportunities to connect. And multiple first step opportunities. What we recognize is we still have people that have been here for years that haven't tried a group yet. This is the season that we want you to do something once. At least try one. I mean, come to the camp out. Do the Pinterest thing. Try basketball. Try one opportunity to start to actually get to know the name of someone else. Here's the test on connecting. Can you name five other people in the room right now outside of your family? Yeah. Some say yes, some are going, you had to say outside of family, huh? That's not really fair. If we're not connected like that, we're not really a church. We're just an assembly. We're just a bunch of people assembled in the same room. We need the connecting. So one of the things we want to work on hard this year and all the time is strengthening marriages. The thing that I find very sad is we have a lot of people that suffer alone when it comes to what's going on in their marriage. And I can't tell you how many times I'm called in, not when the problem begins or not halfway in, but when the person's saying, we're going to the lawyer, is there any magic you can work right now? And we need to make sure that our marriages as a church are strong, because one of the areas our society really needs a lot of help. Now, that's not to say we'll be perfect, but if ours are bleeding all over the place, it's going to be really hard to help anybody else with theirs. We need a strong theological foundation. And you'll see there are groups that offer. We're talking about the life of Moses. We're talking about, one of the topics is spiritual depression, which isn't as depressing as you might think. It's actually a great study of just what it means to really think biblically. Emotional and relational wholeness. I'll talk about that one more in a few minutes. Praying like we really mean it. We have many opportunities for prayer because we really believe that prayer is, you know, we're talking to God, that's when things are happening. And then finally, we're going to be field testing some new approaches. One group that I'm really excited about is one that I've been wanting to introduce for a couple of years. We're actually going to be doing some leader training and just testing it in our church this year to introduce it next year. But it has to do with this idea of relational and emotional wholeness. Digging into some of the junk in our life and asking ourselves the questions, why do I do the things I do? Well, I do them because I've been trained to do it that way since birth. And it's not necessarily a biblical way of acting or a biblical way of reacting and rewiring some of that that's going on in our lives so that we're acting in ways that are whole and biblical. What are some of the desired outcomes of this season? Well, the first one should be obvious. We want to be more connected than ever. I want, by the end of this semester, that you know five names beside your family. That you know five more. Now, that doesn't mean you become best friends and you go on vacations together and everything else. Don't go nuts. You know five more names. And when you smile and walk into church, your line isn't always, hey, bud. Because everybody here isn't named Bud. You know, hey, bud isn't the answer. So getting to know some new names. That we want to see more first steps taken than ever. This would be a great one where we find out that this would be a successful semester if we find out that more people than ever tried something. You just tried something. You tried a group. This one's pretty huge. We want to grow up some new leaders. Because let's face it, we can't keep offering more groups if we don't have more people to lead the group. So we're training some people to get involved in leading groups. In one of the groups that I'm doing, we actually have three different leaders involved in that group, and each of us are going to take 2 weeks. And one of the leaders in that group is Mike Miller. This is his first leap into leading a group, and he's already getting cotton mouth. It's really exciting watching that. But probably one of the biggest desired outcomes I have is that we have fewer people struggling alone. We have fewer people that are going through life and saying, I just have a boatload of junk going on in my life, and I have nobody to talk to, nobody to help. I'm alone in this. We want to know that if we're going through stuff, we have someone that will go through it with us. We're not alone. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to, first of all, collect the offering right now. So get the baskets, and we'll do the offering. And then I want to do a quick run through of the groups that we're going to be offering. Now, what I realized is I think I counted that we have, well, it's well over 20 groups. So if I spend a minute per group, we're going to be here for a while. So I'm not going to give every detail, because what you're going to get in a few moments is a chance to go to group leaders and talk. And then once you've had your chance to talk, you can head on your way and enjoy your Labor Day. But this just gives us kind of a group fair where you're able to go around and have some conversations with people. You can go ahead and start. Thanks. We're real informal this morning. So one of the other opportunities you'll have today, there are three tables off at the back. Two of them are there for you to be able to go ahead and sign up for a group. So for some of you, that whole online thing is still kind of tough in terms of connecting, or you know if you don't do it today, before you leave, you're not going to end up getting signed up. So we want you to go ahead and sign up for a group before you leave. But the other is, in fact, Roger's sitting back there right now. There's a table back there for you to go ahead and sign up for the Dream event that we're doing on September 19th. So that's going to be the dinner that we're having at the Four Rivers Grand Hall, and then a time to be able to talk about the dreams for the coming year, especially with regard to the building. We have some people that have been doing something over the last several weeks. Not going to tell you about it now, but some people that have been doing something that's been really exciting, just praying and watching God work in their life. They're going to be doing some sharing on that and inviting you to get involved in that process as well. So going to be a great night. We just really hate for you to miss that. So make sure you get signed up for that. You can do that online too. A link came to you. But again, for some of us, if we don't do something on the spot, we won't do it. So today would be a great day to go ahead and do that. Let me break into these groups. And I'm going to my favorite, Pinterest Live. This is a woman's group. It's meeting on Fridays, three Fridays, one in September, October, and November. Christina's leading it, and it's going to be held at the warehouse. I will send along all the favorite things that I found on Pinterest, and I want to see you make them. All right. But that's a great, this again is one of those, this isn't going to be real, you know, oh my goodness, deep discussions and all this. This is a connecting point, just an opportunity to get to know. Well, in fact, the first several of these are connecting point groups, like basketball, all right? Brian's going to be leading this one. Alternating Saturdays, you'll be able to go to his box over here and talk with him about that. I've had a few guys come to me and say, man, I haven't played basketball in a long time. Should I do this? I'm like, why not? I mean, go nuts. This isn't, believe me, we're not NBA or something here, so... So that's coming up, a good opportunity. Running Together. This is one we've been doing now for a few years. Bob and Stephanie Coyne, it's on Saturday mornings. If you've never run or you're just getting into running again, great opportunity to do a couch to 5K process with some friends. If you've been running for a long time, a lot of this group has been too, and they'll push and challenge you as well. So they're going to be up here in a few minutes, and you'll be able to have a conversation with them. Guys Night Out. This is Patrick Wojewoda leading this, kind of like the Pinterest group in that it meets three different times, once each month, and they're just going and doing some different activities together. Clearly, by way of the name, you know it's for guys. Pray and Play has been one that's been going on for a few years, held at Katie Kuchar's house, where women get a chance to come together, have their kids kind of a play group, and at the same time spending some time praying together. We have two that involve clearing trees off of our property. And there's been a vagueness about this only because we're still in the process of figuring out how to take down a tree. So we need to make sure that we take down the trees properly so that this truly does save us money. Dave Papish is hooked into some heavy equipment that's going to help us to be able to get this down. What I don't want you to have is an image of 30 people roving the property with chainsaws, okay? I mean, I know, guys, this is your chance to have fun. We'll let you take down a tree or two, but this isn't just like mass hacking or something. This is going to be getting the trees out by the roots, piling them up for one of the biggest bonfires Sharon Hunt has ever seen. So we originally had this as two separate groups, that basically one was going to be a one-time event and the other was going to be ongoing to clean it up. As that's unfolding, we're gonna basically let you know exactly how it'll work. But if you want to get involved in helping us save $15,000 toward the building, this is an opportunity for that. Everyone's an Artist is a night to get your hands into some pottery that's been rescheduled or being rescheduled to sometime in October. The camp out. Dora Kruger has been a Boy Scout for many years. And she is going to lead one of the most rugged campouts you've ever seen. The cool thing about having Dora there, though, is if lions, tigers, or bears come out of the Oaks, we will throw her in front of them, and she'll take care of them. She's got a knife, and she's not afraid to use it. So this is just going to be a fun night. We'll gather together. There will be time to eat and have fun and play things in the dark and all that sort of thing. So fun campout on our property that we're doing before dirt starts to move. Then we have these two. These are, again, cool connecting opportunities. If you have children involved in Southfield Big Kids, we did this for the first time last year, and it was great. Just a time after church to come on in here, hang out, play games, eat, and have some fun, and actually get to know some of the parents of some of the other kids that come to the church. We're actually expanding that now so that it's not just for the big kids, but for the little kids as well. And, yeah, I know the image just cracks me up. It's fantastic. The Art of Marriage. This is where we start getting into some of the studies and some of the things that are going to help us relationally in particular. This will be led by Daryl and Christine Belshan, Monday nights and 8 weeks of just learning more about the foundations of a great marriage. Then we have a guys group and a women's group that are taking on the whole Love Dare concept. I don't know if you've heard of Love Dare. It's a book of 40 different challenges, something you're doing every day to really love your spouse well. For the guys' side, the way we're going to handle this is we're not necessarily going to go through the last, 7 days of Love Dare concept or something like that. But between John, Mike, and Dennis, I figured we have somewhere between 60 to 75 years of marriage accumulated. We might have learned a thing or three. And so each of us are going to just talk about two things in our marriages that have been issues and ways that we've worked through them. So that'll be the approach we'll be taking on that. I don't know what the girl approach is, but I know Kim Papp's involved. She's a hottie. And and Dana will be there as well. And I'm sure they're going to have a great time. So I can't wait to be loved well. All right. This is a great opportunity. If you've never done the Family Life Weekend, remember, this is a few days away. Katie and Rich Kuchar are the ones organizing this. And Kim and I did this, couple decades ago, probably. It's been a long, long time. But that idea that the goal of marriage is oneness, it's all about oneness, and how Satan and culture and everything else is trying to rip us apart and make sure that we're not one. Great opportunity. They're going to actually have an info event here in September to talk more about what that'll be like. Kim's leading this group on Sunday morning for women, every other Sunday, called Spiritual Depression. Again, not so much about depression, but about the ways that we think incorrectly and how that incorrect thinking leads to incorrect behavior. So, great book. You'll want to get in on that one. Dale and Patty Hansen are going to be talking about the life of Moses on Monday nights here at the warehouse. Moses, so many things to learn about his life and how that relates to us. Carrie Christoph will be leading Why Do You Believe That? And basically helping women to know how better to communicate their faith to someone else. We're in an interesting time. In an increasingly secular culture, how do you communicate your faith in a way that's actually effective and not offensive and a way that really gets across to other people? So that'll be led at her home on Wednesdays. slightly bad girls of the Bible. There's like this whole bad girls series, really bad girls. These are the girls that weren't quite as bad. So Janae Dessenberg is going to be leading that group. My Heart, Christ's Home, Dave Spoonholtz will be leading this. One of the nice things about this one is the time. We don't always do things on Sunday afternoon. So this gives you a chance. A lot of people, the main reason they can't do a group, they say, I just don't have time. Well, not too many people have something planned for Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. So that in itself might provide you an opportunity to really look at the way God inhabits our heart and our lives. Purposed Working. The Jeffs are leading this group. And this one is just based on an online devotional that talks about how to bring your faith to work. And by that, we're not necessarily talking about, you know, plopping your Bible on the table, standing on your desk, and screaming at everybody. How do you work honestly when your boss is saying dishonesty is what it takes in order for us to succeed? How do you work in a way that lives out your faith in front of others? We have a retreat coming up again for women, and you see the details for that and be able to talk about that. But part of what's coming out of this is really cool. And that's a couple of groups called Developing Rainy Day Relationships. 3-week follow-ups to the event. See, a lot of times when we go off to a retreat, we get all this stuff dumped on us. We go, wow, that was cool. And about 6 weeks later, we forget it all. So this will be a chance to go ahead and reinforce the things that were learned at the event. And the part I love is that the same group is being offered at 2 different times by 2 different sets of people. So daytime doesn't work for you. There's a nighttime option as well that'll be talking about the same things and, again, reinforcing what was going on at the retreat. Then we get into some of these prayer opportunities. One will be a prayer breakfast held here, and Alice Capps is the one providing the food, and she's really been the one providing the motivation as well for, hey, let's get together, let's spend some time praying, really praying and seeing what the difference God can make when we take prayer seriously. Stephanie Coyne will be leading a Sunday morning group with the same idea, a chance to get gathered during one of the services for prayer. And then we're also offering the prayer event on September 21st from 6:30 to 7:30, where we're just going to go out to those prayer chairs and do some wandering and praying and dreaming about what God could do on that property as that building begins to unfold. Then I have a few talked about the emotional and relational development. There are a few that I've been wanting to start to work on. But it's like, how do we launch this and what do we do with this? I don't know if you've ever watched the movie Patriot. Great little line in there when he's instructing his kids on how to shoot. He says what? Aim small, miss small. And the concept there is, if you're going to shoot a deer, for example, and I know some of you don't like to do that, so think of something else. I don't know. If you're going to shoot a deer, you don't just look at the deer's body and say, I want to hit the body. You look at a particular one piece of the deer and say, I want to hit that spot. Because if I aim smaller, the chances are I'll miss smaller. But if I just aim at the body, boom, I might end up hitting the oak tree instead. I think a lot of times in church, we try to aim big. We think that this is the way to grow people. Let's get a whole bunch of people in a room. Let's fill a stadium. When in fact, what we've been doing too often is we've not been aiming small, and so we've been missing. Aiming small is one-on-one relationships. And one of the things I'd like to see us develop more is this idea of people mentoring people. Taking someone that's a decade behind you in growth and helping them along with the things in their life. One of the things that's missing in modern societies is aunts and uncles. Because we've moved away from our families, we don't have the aunts and uncles. We don't have those people in our life that aren't necessarily our parent, but they were there for good advice and there for help. And, hey, I got to move this thing. Will you come on over? We need the aunts and uncles in our lives, spiritual aunts and uncles. People will provide that kind of mentoring. So this doesn't have a date, time, or a place. What this has is if you are interested in helping me in the process of developing this, I'd love to talk to you. The other one is called Transformation of the Heart. This year, this is an invitation-only group. And the reason is we're piloting it, and we're also trying to train some leaders for it. But this is a group that we hope to offer as we unlock the doors next year. And I really think it's going to be transformative, because it's going to help us to see transformation happen from the inside. A lot of times we think all we have to do is modify some behaviors and everything will be all right. But there's junk embedded in our hearts that's been there since we've been kids. And we got to get at that. And in order to be able to start to relate to people properly. So that's going to be a great opportunity coming up next year. But again, this year we get a chance to kick that off and pilot it. So here's our little boy again. Here's what we'd like you to do. By the way, you've been fantastic. I think we need to turn up the heat in church more often, because you all are just sitting so still and like, or maybe it's that the lights are on. You're like, oh, he can see me. This is scary. I'm not sure. Here's what we want you to do in the next few minutes. We would like you to tour the room, okay? Now, I realize for some of you, you have your kids here, and you're thinking, I would love to have a meaningful conversation, but, ankle biter. They're still yours, you know, they're still your responsibility during this time, and we do want you to be aware of a few things. On services like this, we try to keep kids out of the loft. We realize that the older kids would love to go up there, that's great. The problem is, so would the 1.5-year-old. And then they start leaning through those rails and we all start holding our breath. So we're staying out of there. Also be aware that occasionally trucks drive through the parking lot. So if your thought is to just send your 3-year-old outside while you tour the room, that's probably not a great plan either. Let's keep them semi-close, because you're only taking about 15 minutes here in order to wander around and have some conversations. Okay, so tour the room. You see on boxes, we've put pieces of paper. And on the papers, you have the name of the group as well as the image that's been associated with it, the name of the leader, and the times it's meeting. So as you're going around, one of the things that might be a little awkward, you've seen someone at church before, you don't know their name, and now you can walk up and you can go, hi, Dennis, how are you? And you have that confidence because now you know a name, okay? So tour the room, talk to a leader. Okay, here's the thing. I want everybody to do at least one. One. I know some of you. You're already planning. You see the door. How am I going to bolt? Don't bolt. Talk to at least one leader about a group that even gives you the slightest interest. Have a conversation with somebody. And today's the time to choose. What I'd love to see is by the end of the day, we have twice as many people signed up as were signed up this morning. So between the live sign up and going home and signing up, let's really push getting registered for fall. Some of these groups are starting next week, so they're coming right away. Take a trip to the back to do your sign-up, or try out our website and get signed up online. And then don't forget to do tickets for the Dream event. And again, that table is at the back, and Shelley will be sitting there for that. Is this all perfectly clear? Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to name them one at a time, but the people who are group leaders are going to make their way to their box. A lot of them found their box before the group before the morning started. Some of them haven't yet, so they can do a little wander. But go ahead and get over and stand near your box. And this will give you a chance while you're sitting there to kind of look around, get an idea of who's who. Maybe there's just a face that you've seen for a long time. You're not even going to go necessarily and talk about the group. But you're just saying, hey, I've seen you before. I want to finally figure out what your name is, who you are, all that sort of thing. So people have gone off to their group areas. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to give you a chance to break. Again, this is go ahead and tour, and when you're satisfied that you've done enough, you're ready to take off. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend. Have a great break. And next week, we get back to 2 services, 9 and 10:30. You know the drill. So let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for this morning to be able to talk about ways that we can grow. I pray that we would be a church that is truly calling other people to come alongside us, to spend life together, to encourage each other, exhort and challenge each other. And God, I pray as well that we would be people who are building foundations and walls in each other's lives and helping to see a great structure develop, one that truly honors you. Pray that this would be an incredible season of groups. That for a lot of us, we would finally just try one and get to know some other people. And for others, we would take the challenge of diving deeper than we have before. God, I thank you for our church. I love our church. I thank you for our flexibility, for our willingness to do things that other people probably wouldn't be willing to try, but we love you that much, and we love each other that much as well. I thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so we'll... Oh, hold on, Daisy's... You're... So pictures outside in about 10 minutes. We'll go ahead and have, would you go back to the scrolling, put it up so Dana can see her right now. She'll love this. But we'll put up the scrolling baptism pictures so that if you do want to, if you've done your tour time and you want to just come sit, you can watch that. And there was one more thing. Yeah, there you are, Dana. You like that, don't you? I knew you would. This one sits here for about 10 minutes. No, there, boom, next. Oh, yeah. In about 15 minutes, we'll be packing up. We won't put things on the trailer today, but we'll be packing up. So if you can stick around for that, that'll be great. Go ahead. Check out a group.